Welcome to Step Brother, a Steamy Academy romance web serial with over 1 million reads online. Step Brother is a forbidden enemies-to-lovers romance filled with sports, second chances, and a bad boy. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance. We hope you enjoy.
Chapter 13. Jace. Allie sat on one of the benches in the locker room, leaning against a red locker with her cheeks flushed and a look of satisfaction written all over her face. I imagined her with my jersey on again, sporting the number 46 on her back. I imagined having her in here after one of my games, pressing her up against the lockers again and letting her know that I wanted her on those bleachers at every game. I imagined her ditching Jamal and finally fucking being with me again. It wasn't fucking fair that Dad had to ruin everything I fucking had with her. After what he had done, I would never forgive that fucking asshole. I would always want Allie and her mother to leave the house, would always fuck with their lives until they couldn't take it anymore and were gone for good. Allie quickly came to her senses, hurrying to put on her clothes. She rushed out of the locker room with a quick, "I have to go, I'm late for class," refusing to look me in the eye. I watched her walk out those doors and frowned at her departing figure. Since this morning, I hadn't been able to get her off my mind. Hell, since yesterday, when I'd found out my best friend had taken her to our spot, I hadn't been able to get her off my mind. I wanted to show her that he was not even half the man that I could be to her. But we'd already crossed that bridge once, and I'd already broken her heart. I tugged on my jeans and wet my hair, trying to make it look like I hadn't just had the time of my fucking life in the locker room. I didn't care what people thought of me, but I didn't want people asking questions about me and my stepsister. The doors to the locker room opened. For a moment, I thought it was Allie coming back for seconds, but when I felt those fake nails drag against my back, I tensed. "What the fuck do you want, Nicole?" I asked, turning around and stepping away from her.
"Jace, baby," she purred. "I just want to talk, please."
I suppressed the urge to roll my eyes and pushed past her. "I don't want to talk to you." She stepped in front of me, blocking my passage to the exit.
"You don't want me to tell my dad about you hanging out with Poison again, do you?"
she asked with a smirk.
"You know what could happen."
I clenched my jaw, refusing to flip out on her because that bitch would go straight to her daddy, who would go straight to the principal. She'd get me kicked off the damn team and thrown in juvie again, just for talking to Poison. "What do you want?" I asked.
"I want you to take me to homecoming. I want to fix this. Fix us."
She dragged her fingers down my chest.
"Please, baby. You're the best thing that has ever happened to me."
"My father's money was the best thing to happen to you," I said through clenched teeth. "It was never me. Nobody ever liked me for me. Except, maybe, Allie at some point." Nicole didn't give a fuck about who I was. Just wanted me to give her everything her father couldn't. Not me. She rolled her eyes, her inch-long eyelashes batting against her cheeks.
"Jace, you know that's not true. I love you for you. Carter was a mistake, a silly little mistake that I will try hard to make up for every single day."
"Why?" I asked, shaking my head from side to side. "Why do you want to get back together with me?"
"Because I love you."
"Name one fucking thing you love about me," I said, staring at her and feeling so hollow and empty on the inside. This was why I didn't fucking date in this town anymore. Nobody really gave a fuck about you unless you were someone or had something they wanted. She shook her head, pausing for a few moments.
"I love that you love football."
"Forget the athlete, forget the money. Tell me what you love about me." I waited, and I waited, and I waited. "That's what I thought," I said, throwing my backpack over my shoulder. I stormed out of the locker room away from a seething Nicole and right into Jenny. After sighing through my nose and rolling my eyes because I couldn't seem to get away from the two most annoying people on the planet, except Allie, of course, I stopped. "What do you want, Jenny?" Jenny smiled at me and stared up at me through her glasses.
"Come over tonight," she said boldly.
She tugged on the ends of her hair and nervously sucked on the inside of her cheek.
"My parents have a business meeting tonight. They won't be home until late."
"No," I said, stepping past her and starting toward my class. She grabbed my wrist and pulled me back.
"Come on, Jace, please. We can finally..."
Her cheeks flushed red, and she looked down at her feet, licking her dry lips.
"You know."
"We could what?" I asked, brow arched as I watched her squirm uncomfortably. "Fuck?" I let out a low chuckle and continued down the hallway, thinking that this entire situation was actually laughable. "No, I don't want to fuck you."
"What about what you said at lunch?"
she asked, shaking her head. My chest tightened as a wave of shame washed over me. All those lies to make Allie jealous. I fucking hated myself for it. But I had to push her away as hard as I could. Yet, I still couldn't stay away from her. I turned around. "If I wanted to fuck you, you'd know it. Don't beg for it. It doesn't look good on you."
"You know, I heard a rumor,"
she said, crossing her arms over her chest and staring at me through her glasses. She tapped her Converse on the tiled floor.
"You can't keep up your I fuck the entire Redwood female population bad boy image forever, Jace. Girls talk, you know. You don't fuck half of the girls everyone claims you do."
I let out a breath through my nose in an attempt to laugh. Did she really think she had one up on me? Was she as stupid as the rest of Redwood, who believed all those rumors too? I turned on my heel again and walked down the hall. "I haven't fucked any of the girls people claim I do," I shouted over my shoulder. "And I'm not about to start with you."
You've reached the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. To get up to 4 weeks additional uncensored content, subscribe to the podcast at reamstories.com/AmeliaRoseAudio. Due to content restrictions, explicit sex scenes will only be available through Ream. But if you'd like to continue listening to my free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.